Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, Jeremy, we've been talking about heat. Well, on this date, July 24th, 1959, there was plenty of it. Vice President Richard Nixon and the leader of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, got into this fiery, impromptu debate over capitalism and communism. It happened in a replica of a modern American kitchen in the American National Exhibition in Moscow. And it became known by historians as the Kitchen Debate. And part of their exchange was recorded for later broadcast on TV.
There are some instances where you may be ahead of us. For example, in the development of the thrust of your rockets for the investigation of outer space. There may be some instances, for example, color television, where we're ahead of you. But in order for both of us to benefit, you see, you never concede anything.
Okay, both men had their interpreters. You can hear Khrushchev in the audience sort of chuckling there in the background. In it, Khrushchev says, yes, in terms of rockets, we have already passed you by, but then he then goes on to say, basically, bring it on. Let's compete. And of course, all of this has resonance today as we talk about the relationship between President Trump and President Putin. So let's bring in Julian Zelitzer. He's professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. Julian, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sure. Give us some context for just how extraordinary this was. It was 1959. The Cold War is on. And these two leaders are on Soviet soil.
Yeah, it's a heated moment in the Cold War. Fears of nuclear war are very real in both countries. School children are doing duck and cover drills regularly. The Soviets have launched Sputnik into outer space a couple years earlier and really humiliated the United States. And there's Nixon, the vice president, going to meet Khrushchev. And Nixon is an ardent Cold Warrior. So this was really a historic meeting. And Eisenhower, the president, was preparing to meet with Khrushchev soon after this happens.
And it got pretty heated as they moved through. They started talking about the mutual threat of nuclear weapons. What did they say to each other?
Yeah, I mean, they are going man to man in some ways. Nixon is boasting of what American workers can buy and consume. And that's the core of this. And he's saying any worker could buy this home that they're standing in for $14,000, even striking steel workers. And Khrushchev dismisses him. And they also get into conversations about nuclear weapons. So it's a very tense, although in the end, Nixon tries to calm the conversation because he knows Eisenhower doesn't want this to blow up during this encounter.
Well, here's what's striking about that to me in the context of today is that you have an American leader standing up to the leader of the Soviet Union in a face-to-face meeting.
I think that's right. So you have two sides of it. On the one hand, this is a moment of diplomacy with an enemy, and Nixon was doing something unthinkable at the time. This kind of interaction and this kind of meeting to try to find areas of commonality. On the other hand, he's very tough and firm and drawing the lines of distinction between what the Soviets and the United States represent and offer. So he was doing both, and he was doing it in front of the television cameras, which obviously is the foundation for where we are today.
Let's listen to another clip.
You must not be afraid of ideas.
Вот мы вам говорим, вы-то не бойтесь идей, а нам бояться нечего, мы уже вырвались.
We are not afraid of ideas.
Well, then let's have more exchange of them. We all agree on that, right?
Now, Khrushchev came to the United States later that same year, 1959, and he visited a farm in Iowa. But the Cold War went on for decades. So did these exchanges really do anything to ease tensions?
Well, I still think they matter. I think collectively, you know, when we look back hundreds of years from now, the line from those meetings to Reagan meeting with Gorbachev in the 1980s have some continuity. But in the short term, they didn't result in much. Even after Eisenhower meets with Khrushchev later that year, things eventually fall apart. So it will take a long time till we start achieving treaties. But I do think meeting is better than not meeting. And I think these kinds of interactions, if both leaders have a firm sense of what they're doing and are prepared, can create a precedent for more constructive conversation.
So, Julian, follow the thread of history forward then to today. Is that the lesson we should take from this?
Well, yeah, I think it's an important lesson. At the same time, Nixon prepared for 6 months for this meeting, reading every CIA and State Department brief he could get. And again, during the meetings, he was pretty firm about where there was big areas of disagreement, and he didn't shy away from that. So I think that's also an important lesson for today.
And how did the American people respond to seeing this?
There was mixed response. Some dismissed it as a public relations stunt, essentially, and some criticized all the companies that paid for the goods that were being displayed. But there were some who praised Nixon. This is seen as a key moment for him in showing he has international relations diplomatic credentials. And some people said this was, again, an important area meeting to try to thaw some of the tensions, which were very real and very hot in the late 1950s.
Makes you wonder whether an exchange like this took place in Helsinki between President Trump and President Putin, but we don't know because there's no recording and nobody was in the room except for them and the interpreters. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. Very interesting. Thanks so much as always.
Thanks for having me.